Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Jereš Intervju, kjer je danes pred koncertom v Kinu Šiška tukaj Icepeak oziroma dva ruska audiovizualna terorista. Okay, so I'm very happy to welcome in the studio Nastya and Nick.
Yo, hello.
Hey.
Hey guys, I'm already twisting my tongue. How are you doing?
Very good.
We're great.
We really love it here in Slovenia.
Yeah, the Ljubljana city is so cool.
Is it your first time here?
Yeah.
We don't know anything about the country. Except Žižek.
Žižek.
And Laibach, Žižek, Laibach, that's all we know.
We're big fans of both of them.
So we're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Great. So you're currently on your European tour, and you already played in Ukraine. You did Zagreb, Budapest, Vienna this last weekend.
Yep.
And you're playing in Kino Šiška tonight, and then you're moving on to France, Czech Republic, Estonia, Poland, and Latvia, and you're finishing up in Russia.
Yeah.
So that's quite an extensive tour. How has it been so far?
It's been great, but difficult.
Very difficult.
What's difficult about it?
It just takes a lot of energy, and you have to give it back to people, and sometimes it's hard because you get exhausted, but it's a lot of fun too. So we have some balance, I guess.
Yeah, also there is no police on the sets, and it's so boring.
Yeah, so it's boring, very boring. But we have our own special policeman with us. Oleg, over there.
Yeah, he's our tour manager and policeman. He actually has a police uniform with him.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's
so we can feel like we're home in Russia.
So does he just stand around on the stage?
Yes.
Cool. Well, this is an easy tour comparing to what happened to you last year, but let's go to China first, or your tour in China, which happened at the end of 2018 and the beginning of this year. And I want to know, considering China banned hip-hop culture and actors with tattoos from national television a little bit after your tour ended, how was it for you to play there, and what are your thoughts on their political situation?
So when we came, immediately we started to ask about this problem, because we just had this tour with cancellations in Russia, and we were super interested in how it will be in Russia in 10 years, because it's like where it's going.
It's our future.
Yeah. And
seems like that.
And actually they told us crazy stories about Chinese rappers who have to piss before every show for drug tests, and a lot of them are just banned for life for performing. And
Or they're banned in some specific parts of China. They can't go there and play there and have shows there. It's insane. And also they have those, how do you call it, concentrate?
No. They have like camps for Muslims, but that's a different topic.
It's a different topic, but anyway, it's politics and everything together. It's a bit dark.
Yeah, it's like China was super impressive and futuristic, but at the same time, really dark. And the future will be bright, but dark at the same time. I don't know how to put it.
But at the same moment, it is very charming there. Something in this darkness, just you feel something very beautiful in it.
Yeah, and they all like joking about this stuff, this censorship. They all like, I was the police like took our friend.
I think this
it's
is
it's
like
just
a
the
defense.
Way of coping. Yeah, that's the same with us during the tour that happened. All this shit happened to us. We were just laughing all the time because it was so surreal.
So yeah, that's what happened a bit before you went to China last year. So first you released your last album, Skazka, in September of 2018, and then you went on to having a Russian tour. But to me, it reminds me more of a witch hunt than a tour.
Yeah.
So you were giving
Arses
quite
hunt.
You are giving quite a lot of updating through social media about what's going on, about all the horrors of government and police cancelling and interrupting most of your gigs, but you somehow still managed to play most of them, like with great help of Oleg, finding secret locations.
Yeah.
What gave you the strength to keep on touring?
It was our aim to keep on touring, to show everyone that we can fight the censorship. And so people who kept on going to our shows, they also showed us their support. And that's why I think we could make it.
Yeah, right before the tour started, the club started to get threats, and we decided that we will finish no matter what, because it's like, I don't know, if we would stop, another tour might not happen, so it wasn't really a choice.
It's just what they wanted us to do, to stop. To be afraid to continue, and we just were not afraid to.
Yeah, and somehow this massive media exposure and the support of your fan actually somehow also helped you, and like your strength to continue, of course, like it also helped you to fight and actually win this fight against the police and the government, because now they somehow seems to be a little bit afraid to intervene. Like, you managed to have like concerts.
They just understood that their actions were super stupid.
Yeah, it just didn't work. The more they tried to silence us, the louder we shouted, and the louder media shouted about the situation, and it was just ugly for them. Even for them, it was too ugly. Yeah, and they. Now we have actually some problems in Kaliningrad now, but it's not like it used to be. They tell us what we can do about it, not just cancel the gig. Now they tell us like make it like 18 plus gig, or make it like 16 plus gig, so no underage people.
So we have some kind of dialogue now.
Yes,
because before we just were in front of a fact that we cannot perform here or there. So
why do you think you're like, because this kind of censorship is happening not just to you but a lot of Russian bands, but with you it sort of like got really to an extreme point. Would you say your music is that much more extreme, or why is it getting on their nerves so much?
We just freely express ourselves, and we are making some statements which probably they don't like, and they see that we have a big audience, and this audience thinks critically and doesn't support our government, and that's why they are afraid and they try to control it.
Also, it might seem like there is like some great mastermind behind all these cancellations, but in real life it's super
random.
Super random, not functional, counter-functional system, and some guy just saw our video, as we think, and like, oh, here's FSB building and they are sitting on cups, and no, let's forbid that shit, and they tried, they didn't manage, and actually several people were fired after all this scandal in FSB.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like the 2018 version of KGB, right?
Yeah.
And all this stress that's happening, or that happened on this tour before and around performing, can take a lot of focus from you. How is it for you? Is it simple to have your focus on stage, or does this kind of situation that happened to you on tour take its toll on your performance?
Actually, it gives you a lot of energy, extra energy, and because you're super, you're nervous. I mean, you have a lot of adrenaline to perform.
It's it was like more
you're angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because someone tries to ban you, to cancel you, and you're like, what?
And the people who came, they understood that, and they felt the same energy, and it made, like, shows much crazier,
yeah.
And it was, like, always mosh pit, even in calmest places, and it was fun, but it was, like, shouting on 100% all the set. It was like that feeling.
Group releasing anger at therapy.
Yes. There was no dynamic thanks to cops. It was just shouting.
Pure anger.
Yes.
Okay, so going a little bit away from Russia and like focusing on you guys, you started making music together in 2013, if I'm right, and you went on to releasing your first two studio albums in 2015 and 16, and they were written mostly in English. And then your next two, correct me if I spell that wrong, but Sladkaya Zhizna and Skazka, you switched to Russian in those albums.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that the trigger was when you came back home from your tour abroad, you felt disconnected to Russia. Can you elaborate a little bit on why you switched to
Canada? Yeah, we just saw ourselves from distance. Like, when we were touring around the States and some other countries, everyone was like pointing to us that we are from Russia and asking us like what it's like in Russia, what it's like to be Russian, and we were like thinking, wow, we're Russians. So maybe, yeah, it's kind of our identity and we can talk about it. And it was like looking in a mirror, maybe.
Yeah, it was traveling that mostly made us turn to our own language. So we saw ourselves from other people's eyes, and I don't know, it just happened.
Also, it's very common in Russia to be shy about your nationality. Like, it's not cool to be Russian. But when we went abroad and we understood that there is nothing wrong about us, that we're Russians and that we're from third world country, but anyway, people talk to us like to equals. And that it's like was an empowerment, you know.
Do you feel like you're the voice for the younger generation of Russian youth?
We don't want to name us like the voice of young generation.
Yeah, that's for journalists to.
Yeah. That's for me to say.
We have our voice.
Okay, you're speaking. I'm gonna say that.
you
are somehow the voice of the younger generation. But how does that make you feel? Like,
it's nice, I suppose, to be heard by many people. And it's better than not to be heard. That's pretty much it.
Do you think the younger have the power to change the political climate?
Of course. If more people will start thinking critically, of course things will start to change. And
we feel that they are starting to change already.
They're starting to change, but not on political level, on social level yet. On it won't come to politics, like all this social anger. It's like politics is different world, because it's like a small kingdom of itself in itself, and it doesn't communicate with the real
world. No one just believes the politics in Russia, so it's just something else.
Okay, so I mentioned your albums, which are also all self-released. Are you not looking for a label? Is it not important to you?
We had several
indie labels.
Yeah, we had several indie releases early on, and now we have several big labels asking us about releasing stuff, but
we're total control freaks, and we don't want anyone to control our image or something else.
And there was no good offer yet.
Not enough money.
Give them more money. Okay, so you said you're control freaks. You also do all your visuals yourself. And it bears a lot of strong symbolic imagery. Since you do it yourself, can you tell us a little bit more of what value and importance do you see in creating your stuff for yourselves?
Just the whole process you can control, and it makes your statement clear, and you can not only give people the opportunity to hear what you say, what you feel, but to see what you want to see, or create something no one ever saw. So it's an audiovisual experience.
Yeah, I guess the project was started as an audiovisual project, and we've always been as much about sound as about the picture, so it just naturally turned into this music and focus on music and the same focus on videos and pictures.
And because first it was union like of me, a visual artist, and Nick, a sound artist, and then we blended all together, and now we're doing everything.
Yeah, both
yeah.
Of us.
So
now we direct the videos on our own, and Nastya colors the videos, I edit our videos.
Also all the pictures and visual, like, you know, GIFs or something else, also I do them, and we create the ideas for them. And
did you study visual arts?
Not specifically. I don't have any finished education.
Okay, not important anyways, but I'm also thinking about one very specific video. So you're strong supporters of LGBTQ plus community, who really has it far from easy in Russia. And you made quite a strong statement on the topic with the video for the song Go With The Flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I can, like, it's available on YouTube, but it's not available on your channel anymore. What happened?
Actually, nothing bad happened.
Nothing dramatic.
Yes, nothing dramatic. We just deleted like most of our old videos.
We didn't delete it.
No, we made it
secret.
Not public.
Okay.
We got to that level in our visuals with our last videos, which is much better than our previous, and we really love that one, Go With The Flow, because of the statement, but the video itself is not good enough anymore.
Okay.
So
it's just doesn't look that great anymore in comparison to what we do now. And we were thinking like really hard about deleting, like hiding it or not hiding, because the statement is so important. But we are artists first of all, and we want our expression to be on point.
Okay, so you're finishing your tour on 19th of May, and maybe a bit later if any more gigs come up. But what's next for Icepeak?
The whole new world. I don't know, we have a lot of things going on, so.
Yeah, we'll be making a lot of music and videos.
Yeah.
That's definitely, we can say that now.
Any more Russian tours planned in the near future?
Sure.
Yeah,
we are not going to stop touring Russia.
So you're
looking forward to meeting police in Russia.
We made some good friends there.
Yeah, some policemen.
Know them by name. Okay, so tonight you're playing in Kino Shishka, starting a little bit over 9 p.m. But Paula is that is opening for you tonight. Are you familiar?
We met him. We didn't hear his music, but he seems like a nice guy, so we should check.
Okay, so you're gonna hang around.
For sure.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming here, and see you tonight in Kino Shishka.
Yeah, thank you so for having us. See ya.
Hvala pa tudi tehnikom, Nikolaj in Jova.
Intervju Radija Študent.